The pushing up of the continental landmass has caused other sedimentary layers to be lifted diagonally, sometimes up to 90 degrees, as you can see in the following photographs taken at the Loskop Dam in Mpumalanga, South Africa, and Kamanasi in the Western Cape. From all these enormous movements, our current non-volcanic mountain ranges came into existence. This includes the folded mountains that we just learned about. The other type of mountain is volcanic mountains. In other words, they came into existence because of the eruption of volcanoes. Both volcanic and non-volcanic mountains came into existence more or less during the same time period, although volcanic activity continued on a much smaller scale after the flood than during the flood. I mentioned before that the mountains could not have been as high before the flood as they are today. Why not? Well, today, Mount Everest is about 9 kilometers high, while the Mariana Trench near Guam is almost 11 kilometers deep. If it were possible to flatten the earth by evenly leveling the mountains and pushing up the basins so that the earth was a smooth ball, all of the continents would be covered by water as deep as 2.7 kilometers. There is more than enough water around to cover the entire earth. The topography simply needs to be more level. Incredibly, 70% of the earth's surface is still covered by water today. Now keep in mind that the mountain building business could not have commenced before the flood because of the following reason. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward and the mountains were covered. If the highest mountains above sea level today, 9 kilometers for Mount Everest, were covered by water that rose 7 meters or 15 cubits higher than those mountains during the flood, the world would have forever have been covered by water because the continents would have been too deep under the water. The mountains had to have been lower than they are today, and there had to have been geological sinking and upheavals to make room for all that water and for us. The oceans today are much, much deeper than before the flood because they now needed to serve as reservoirs for the massive amounts of water from the flood. It is quite clear that this was an act of a powerful yet infinitely merciful God.